ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء, واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام, إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم, ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد, فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله, وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم, وشر الأمور محدثاتها, وكل محدثة بدعة, وكل بدعة ضلالة, وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد, verily all praise and glory is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is due to Him and none other. We praise Him and we seek His forgiveness and we ask Him for His mercy. And we testify and we state that there is no God or deity worthy of any type of worship but Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a servant and final messenger. O ye who believe, fear Allah the fear that He is most deserving of you, and do not die unless you are in the state of al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, this is our fifth time to meet once again in this blessed masjid, Masjid Khalid ibn al-Walid, every Saturday between Salatul Maghribi wal Isha. And once again we are joined by our brothers in New Jersey and other masajid. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us here in this masjid and in the other masajid, to bring us all together in Jannah al-Firdawsi with Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we continue with part 2 in understanding Tawheed al-Asma'i wa Sifat, Allah's most blessed names and attributes. What Allah has said about Himself in describing Himself, what His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the authentic hadith has said about Allah, describing Him Azza wa Jalla. We previously discussed with you that whenever we speak about Allah, we must have certain conditions or certain principles, usul, that we must know before we can begin to understand the names and the attributes of Allah. Meaning that whenever we hear Allah mention, or His Prophet ﷺ mention something about Allah, we read it and we understand it بغير تحريف. First, without distorting its meaning. What Allah has said, it is what He has said. What His Rasul ﷺ has mentioned, it is what He has said. We don't try to change its meaning. We also, من غير تعطيل. Second, without negating or stopping what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And third, we said, من غير تشبيه. Without saying it is like this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's face means this, His hand means this. We leave it the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. We don't make tahreef, we don't try to change the meaning. As some of the people, they say, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا, Allah spoke to Musa. They say, no, Allah didn't speak to Musa, Musa spoke to him. Trying to change the meaning. And we don't make ta'til, we don't say, no, it never happened at all. You misunderstand. And we don't make tashbih, no, when Allah spoke, it was like this, trying to act it out. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And fourth, we do not make, we said, tahreef, ta'til, tashbih, and ta'kid. Try to understand how. How can this be? These are things that we leave with Allah Azza wa Jalla. We do not try to reason it with our own limited intellect. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what we do not know. Azza wa Jalla. He has created, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقْ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ, created things in us that we do not even know. So what about Him Azza wa Jalla? How can we compare Allah to any of His creation? So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whenever we say anything about Him, it is different than His creation. The way Allah speaks is different than the way of any of His creation speaks. So this is important for you to understand. We continue with some of the sifat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yanzil nuzul yaliqu bijalalih wa kamalih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends in the manner that He wishes. Descends from the arsh as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to as-samaa' ad-dunya. As the ahadith has come in the many multitude of ahadith. From them is the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu wa ardaah. He says, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ينزل ربنا. Our Lord Allah descends. كل ليلة. كل ليلة. Every night. في الثلث الأخير. In the third part of the night. Right before صلاة الفجر. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, من يدعوني يدعوني فأستجيب له. Who is making dua to me that I may accept it from him? من يستغفرني فأغفر له. Who is asking for forgiveness so that I forgive him? This is the most blessed of times to make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal. From the awqaf, from the times where dua mustajab. As the Prophet ﷺ has shown in other ahadith. Also we see on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall descend, as is in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah number 210. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ اللَّهِ فِي ظُلَلٍ مِّنَ الْغَمَامِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ. Do they not wait, or are they waiting until the time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment shall descend in the shadows of the clouds and the angels? Also in the Quran, كَلَّا إِذَا دُكَّتِ الْأَرْضُ دَكَّا دَكَّا. On the Day of Judgment when the earth shall be made into powder, وَجَاءَ رَبُّكَ. And your Lord shall come, shall descend عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. والملائكة صفا صفا, and the angels shall be rows and rows. So from this we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from His most blessed characteristics and attributes, أَنَّهُ ينزل, He descends. Also Allah يتكلم, Allah speaks. يتكلم متى وكيف شاء. He speaks when He wishes and how He wishes. Do not ask when and where and how and why. لا يشبه كلامه كلام المخلوقين. The way Allah speaks is totally different than the way any of His creation. Do not try to think. There are many things you cannot think or understand. You must believe in الغيب. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب. From the first thing that Allah makes a believer, those who believe in the unseen and the unknown. Why do you believe in Jannah? Have you seen paradise? No. But you believe it is there. Have you seen the fire? No. Do you believe in it? Yes. Have you seen Jibreel? No. Do you believe in Jibreel? Yes. Have you seen Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? No. Do you believe him? Yes. So there are certain things that we believe even if they are right. From them, Allah يتكلم, He speaks. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ. And when Moses came to the appointed time في جبل سيناء, سور سيناء, Allah spoke to him. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. Also, Musa was not the only one who Allah spoke to. Allah spoke to Adam, wa Hawa, and Eve. وَنَادَاهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ. After Adam wa Hawa ate from the forbidden tree, نَادَاهُمَا, Allah called to them. Did I not tell you not to eat from this tree? أَلَمْ أَنْهَكُمَا عَنْ تِلْكُمَ الشَّجَرَةِ وَأَقُلْ لَكُمَا. And I told you, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَكُمَا عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. That the shaytan is a clear enemy to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also will speak on the Day of Judgment to Al-Malaika. And he will speak to Ahlul Jannah. When you and I, inshaAllah, will be in the Jannah with Al-Anbiya, with Sadiqeen, with Mujahideen, fi Jannah Al-Firdaus, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His most blessed and most high self shall speak to you and I. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall do this in the manner that befits Him. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith narrated by Abi Sa'id al-Khudri, wa huwa muttafaqun alayhi in Bukhari and Muslim, inna Allah yaqulu li ahli al-jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah shall say to the people of paradise, Ya أهل الجنة, O people of paradise, سيقولون لبيك وسعديك والخير في يديك. We are here, O Allah, and all goodness is in your hands, O Allah. سيقول هل رضيتم سبحان الله. Allah shall ask you and I, are you content? Are you happy in the Jannah? سبحان الله. هل رضيتم? Are you pleased? Is this good enough for you? So we shall say, وَمَا لَنَا لَا نَرْضَى يَا رَبَّنَا. How could we be not content? وَقَدْ أَعْطَيْتَنَا مَا لَمْ تُعْطِ أَحَدًا مِنْ خَلْقِكَ. How could we not be happy? And Jannah. فَيَقُولْ Allah shall say to you and I, أَلَا أُعْطِيكُمْ أَفْضَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. Should I not give you what is better than all that you have in the Jannah? All than what is better in the Jannah. What is this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, أُحِلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ رُضْوَانِي. I shall make you from those that I am happy with. فَلَا أَسْقَطُ عَلَيْكُمْ أَبَدًا. And I will never be angry with you. This is one of the greatest na'im in the Jannah, that Allah shall say to Ahlul Jannah. Also we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks to us through the Qur'an. The word Al-Qur'an, Kalamullah. It is the word of Allah. Allah spoke the Qur'an, and it was heard by Jibreel, and it was brought from Jibreel to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-Qur'an, Kalamullah. It is the word, the spoken word of Allah azza wa jal. And the words of Allah can never be counted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very important method, parable, example in the Quran. قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي لَنَفِدَ الْبَحْرُ قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنْفَدَ كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if they were to try to make all of the oceans ink and use that to write the words of Allah, كَلِمَاتُ رَبِّي, the words of my Lord, the oceans would become dry. وَلَوْ جِئْنَا بِمِثْلِهِ مَدَدًا. Even if we fill the oceans once more, they would become dry. In another ayah in Surah Luqman, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرٍ. If we were to make all of the trees on the earth pens, من شجر أقلام والبحر يمد, and the oceans to be used as ink for the pens, it would not be enough to contain the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves. He doesn't love the way you and I love. يحب. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ. Allah in many places in the Quran, He says, for example, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Surely Allah loves those who fear Him. وَيُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. In another ayah, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those who do righteous deeds. In another ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ المتطهرين. Allah loves those who make tawbah, and Allah loves those who always make tahara, purify themselves in all of the different ways, not just wudu, purifying themselves from al-ma'siyah, purifying themselves from al-najasa, purifying themselves through salah, in all of its meaning. إن الله يحب الصابرين. Truly Allah loves those who are patient. إن الله يحب المقسطين. Truly Allah loves those who act justly. إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص. Truly Allah loves those who stand straight in the battle line fighting in His way. These are some of the people, the group that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Also the last hadith narrated by Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, كلمتان خفيفتان. Two words or two sentences you say that are very light and easy. خفيفتان على اللسان, easy to say. ثقيلتان في الميزان, that weigh Allah in the scales on the Day of Judgment. حبيبتان إلى الرحمن, that the Rahman, Allah, the most beneficent and merciful, love. سبحان الله وبحمدك, to say glory and praise be to Allah, may He be praised. سبحان الله العظيم. This is from the greatest things that you can say that is easy on the tongue and heavy in the scales in the day of Al-Qiyamah. Also the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَرْضَى. The most blessed thing that human being can say, that Allah loves, أَحَبُّ الْكَلَامِ, that Allah loves, are four words. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. The most blessed things that a person can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Therefore we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. How? Is it like us? No. Anything that is about Allah is different than His creation. وَاللَّهُ يَكْرَهُ, and Allah also hates. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also hates certain characteristics and groups and types of people. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. Truly Allah does not love those who commit fasad, who do evil, disbelieve in Him, do evil deeds. And many types of people I will give you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ, الظَّالِمِينَ, الْمُفْسِرِفِينَ, الْمُفْتَكْبِرِينَ, the arrogant, الْمُعْتَدِينَ, those who go against the laws of Allah, الخائنين, the cheaters, الفرحين, those who enjoy themselves in disobeying Allah. والله لا يحب كل مختال فخور. Allah does not love every arrogant, boasting person. كل كفار أثيم. Everyone who is disobeying Allah through taking what is haram and making it halal. خوام أثيم. And the list goes on. These are some of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes. So therefore we know Allah loves and Allah hates in the manner that He wishes, Azza wa Jal. We come now to an important sifa, that we shall see Allah. Ru'yat Allah. InshaAllah, we, you and I shall see Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is something that gives us great love and hope. And this is something the Sahaba used to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we see, and as we will hear the ahadith, where Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that we were sitting, as is in both Bukhari and Muslim, كنا جلوس, we were sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقال رجل, a man said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هل نرى ربنا يوم القيامة؟ O Messenger of Allah, shall we see our Lord Allah on the Day of Judgment? From this, in this one sentence, we get something very important. That the Sahaba knew it is impossible to see Allah in the dunya. Khalas? Because what they are asking, they know they won't see Allah in the dunya. فهل نراه في الآخرة? Will we see him in the day of judgment? So this is a very important hujjah, proof. هل نراه في الآخرة في يوم القيامة? So the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هل تضارون? Do you fight one another or push each other out of the way? في رؤية القمر ليلة البدر. Do you push one another to see the full moon when there is no cloud? Everyone can see it, even if you are in a cloud. You can see the moon. So all of them said, no, Ya Rasulullah, everyone can see it. He told them, هل ترون الشمس? Can you see the sun when there are no clouds covering it? So the Prophet ﷺ, when he asked them this, he said, all of us can see the sun when there are no clouds, Ya Rasulullah. قال فإنكم ترونه كذلك. On the day of judgment you shall see Allah this same way. You will not have to fight one another. The believer shall see Allah. Also we know that the mushrikeen and those who disobey Allah, from the things that will be used to punish them is that they shall not be able to look to Allah Azza wa Jal. كلا إنهم يومئذ عن ربهم إنهم عن ربهم يومئذ لمحجوبون. On the day of judgment, when they shall come to the day of judgment, and all of the Muslims, the mu'min, the muwahid, لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, we shall be able to see Allah, and they shall be screened and kept away from Him عز وجل. Also وجوه يومئذ ناظرة إلى ربها ناظرة. On the day of judgment, many people, their faces will be brightened, looking to their Lord, عز وجل. إن الأبرار لفي نعيم. Surely الأبرار, those who are doing righteous in the dunya, will be in delight في الآخرة. على الأرائك ينظرون. Reclining on raised thrones, الأرائك ينظرون, looking at their Lord, عز وجل. للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. For those who do good in the dunya, they shall have goodness in the akhirah and an increasement. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it in the hadith that is narrated by more than 20 of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is mutawatir, meaning there is absolutely no disagreement that it is sahih. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is the narration of Suhaib al-Rumi, found in Bukhari, Muslim, and many of the books, إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة. When the people of paradise enter paradise. ودخل أهل النار النار. And the people of the fire enter the fire. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى, Allah the Most High and Blessed and Praised shall say, تريدون شيئا أزيدكم. He shall say to the people of Jannah, is there something that I can increase you with? فيقولون ألم تبيض وجوهنا. Have you not brightened our faces, O Allah? ألم تدخلنا الجنة وأنجيتنا من النار. Have you not given us paradise and saved us from the fire? It is enough. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يكشف الحجاب. The Prophet says, فَيَكْشِبُ رَبُّ الْعِزَّةِ الْحِجَابِ. Allah the Most High and Blessed shall remove the covering that covers His face. فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Never have they been given anything more blessed than to look to the face of Allah, their Lord and Creator. And then the Rasul ﷺ recited, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَالزِّيَادَةَ. For those who do good, they shall have good and an increasement. وَالزِّيَادَةَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. The increasement in the Jannah is to look to the face of Allah عز وجل. Also from the sifat, Allah Alim. He knows all. And this is something that we will discuss with you when we speak about Al-Qadha wal-Qadr, predestiny and divine ordainment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything before it has happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you will do And what would have happened even if you will never do it? For example, we see in the Quran, we all know the story of Musa wal Khidr. In Surah Al-Kahf, Al-Khidr, one of the people who loved Allah, so Allah gave him ilm. عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Musa, Moses came under him and asked him to teach him. So he took him to different places. One of the times he broke a ship. He put holes in a ship. And Musa asked him, why are you putting holes in the ship? He didn't answer him. And then he saw a young boy and he murdered him, or he killed him. Musa asked him, how could you kill a young child? What made you do this? The answer comes from Khidr, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that if this child would have lived to an older age, he would have forced his parents to cook. But Allah loved his parents, so he gave Khidr the order to take the child away from them and give them a new child who will make them Muslim. Qadr. Allah knew what would this child have done even before he did it. Another example, the mushrikeen, they shall come to Allah and they shall say, oh Allah, arji'na na'malu salihan, return us to the dunya and we will do good. Kalla innaha kalimatun huwa qailuha. Allah tells them, this is just a word that you are saying. If we returned you to the dunya, you would do the same evil you did before. The mushrik would be mushrik again. And the mu'min would be mu'min again. Listen to the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahih al-Albani. He said, خُلِقَ يَحْيَى يَحْيَى, the Prophet of Allah, فِي بَطْنِ أُمِّهِ مُؤْمِنًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that Yahya in the stomach of his mother was a mu'min. He created him mu'min. It shows you that the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is why Allah in the Quran names himself many names, all that mean Aleem. For example, Allah says, إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Surely Allah is the most hearing and all knowing. Also Al-Khabir, all aware. He is aware of what is happening. Al-Shaheed, the all-witnessing. Azza wa Jal. Al-Hafiz, the one who never mistakes or forgets. Allah Azza wa Jal. Al-Hafiz, the one who takes account of all things. Who knows all things, what has happened and what will happen. Al-Hakim, the one who is full of wisdom, the wise. Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given himself names of knowledge. And from the knowledge of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-An'am, Allah knows what is on land and what is in the ocean. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ, not even a leaf falls off a tree, إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا, except that he knows itself. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ, not even a single seed in the darkest part of the earth, whether it is dry or fresh, except that it is written with him in the book. All of it is known by Allah even before it happens. عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ, Allah knows what enters into the earth. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا, and what leaves the earth. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ, what comes from the sky. وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا, and what exits and enters the sky. وَهُوَ الرَّحِيمُ الْغَفُورُ, and he is the most merciful, the most forgiving, Allah عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Allah also knows what is in the heart, what you are thinking, what you are planning. وَيَمْكُرُونَ وَيَمْكُرُ اللَّهُ, Allah says they are planning against such a thing, and Allah knows their plan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ, something that surprised the mushrikeen. They came together and they said, the Rabb of Muhammad can hear us. Let us go in a dark room and close the doors and the windows so he doesn't hear us. So Allah brought down to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن تُخْفُوا مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهُ. Tell them that if you keep it hidden even inside your chest, أَوْ تُبْدُوهُ, or you say it to another person, Allah already knows. It is from Allah Azza wa Jal, هُوَ الْعَلِيمُ. We continue now after the adhan of Salatul Isha by translating to you a beautiful aqidah, a beautiful statement and articles of belief that was narrated to us by one of the great scholars of Islam, Sufyan ibn Sa'id al-Thawri radiyallahu anhu wa arda al-Kufi al-Mujtahid Abu Abdullah. This great alim, Shaykh al-Islam, Imam al-Huffaz, Sayyid al-Ulama al-Amilina fi zamani. This great scholar left us a great legacy, something that we are to live with. And the story of how he leaves this to us, this aqidah, this thing that we should believe in and worship Allah through, has a beautiful story behind it. We begin by saying that a man named Shu'aib ibn Harb came, and he was one of the students of Sufyan al-Thawri. To give you a small biography of who Shu'aib ibn Harb was, he was, according to the scholars, قال عنه ابن معين وأبو حاتم هو ثقة مأمون وقال النسائي هو ثقة الإمام النسائي ابن معين وأبو حاتم. These great ulama of hadith and of narration state that this man was trustworthy. He was also designated Shaykh al-Islam, and he was a great pious teacher and narrator and student of Sufyan al-Thawri. Shu'aib ibn Harb yaqul, قلت لأبي عبد الله سفيان بن سعيد الثوري. He says, I came to Sufyan al-Thawri and I said to him, حدثني بحديث من السنة ينفعني الله عز وجل به. Tell me something from the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and from the belief, because the word sunnah is interchangeable with the word aqidah. And the word aqidah and sunnah are also interchangeable with the word al-sharia. So here he's saying, tell me something about aqidah, about believing in Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will benefit me with. فَإِذَا وَقَفْتُ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى وَسَأَلَنِي عَنْهُ فَأَقُولُ لَهُ فَيُقَالُ لِي مِنْ أَيْنَ أَخَذْتَ هَذَا فأقول يا رب حدثني بهذا الحديث سفيان بن سعيد الثوري وأخذته عنه. He said, so that when I reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have worshipped him and I have learned this aqidah from you, and he asks me, who has taught you this and where have you acquired this knowledge, I shall say, it was taught to me by Sa'id, by Sufyan ibn Sa'id al-Thawri radiallahu anhu wa arda. فقال يا شعيب سعيد سفيان الثوري says, O شعيب اكتب, write this down, memorize this, learn this, institute this. He said, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, with the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. القرآن كلام الله غير مخلوق. The Quran is the spoken, it is the word of Allah, and it is not created. منه بدأ وإليه يعود. The Quran came to us from him, from Allah it began, and to him it shall return. من قال غير هذا فهو كافر. Whoever says other than this, willfully, after knowing what is correct and having it been explained to him, and goes against the authentic narrations and the authentic understanding, then he is from those who have disbelieved. Ya Shu'aib, he tells him, O Shu'aib, also write, وَالْإِيمَانِ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ وَنِيَّةٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ.
know Shu'aib, that knowledge, that believing in Allah involves three steps. Something that you say, actions that you perform, an intention that is behind your words and your actions. And iman increases and decreases. يَزِيدُ بِالطَّاعَةِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِالْمَعْصِيَةِ Iman, belief, increases when you perform blessed actions, and decreases when you disobey and sin against Allah. وَلَا يَجُوزُ الْقَوْلِ إِلَّا بِالْعَمَلِ And it does not suffice anyone to make a statement of belief if his actions are not performing it. وَلَا يَجُوزُ الْقَوْلُ وَالْعَمَلِ إِلَّا بِنِيَّةِ And never will word and action suffice or be enough if there is no sincere intention behind it. وَلَا يَجُوزُ الْقَوْلُ وَالْعَمَلُ وَالنِّيَّةِ إِلَّا بُمُوَافَقَةِ السُّنَّةِ And never will word, action or intention be accepted by Allah in any action of worship unless that it is concurrent and agreeing with the Prophet's Sunnah, the prophetic traditions of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال شعيب شعيب said فقلت له يا أبا عبد الله وما موافقة السنة أو أبو عبد الله What does it mean to be following the Sunnah? قال تقدمة الشيخين It is to place the two شيوخ أبا بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما It is to be in following the understanding that Abu Bakr and then Umar were the two rightly guided khulafa that should have been after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Shu'aib, la yanfa'ak ma katabt hatta tuqaddima Uthmanan wa Aliyan ala man ba'dihima. O Shu'aib, you must also note that you will have no benefit in what you are writing down until you also place Uthman and Ali before the rest of those who follow them. Ya Shu'aib ibn Kharb, لا ينفعك ما كتبت لك حتى لا تشهد لأحد بجنة ولا نار إلا العشرة الذين شهد لهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وكلهم من قريش أو شعيب You will gain no benefit in what you are writing or what has been written for you these words that I am speaking to you until you do not bear witness that anyone will be surely from the people of paradise or surely from the people of the fire except those whom the Prophet ﷺ gave glad tidings of paradise the 10 famous Sahaba that the Prophet ﷺ gave them the bushra gave them the glad tidings that they shall be from the people of paradise otherwise you do not say that he is from paradise or she is from the fire or he is in the fire and she is in paradise only these 10 يا شعيب لا ينفعك ما كتبت لك حتى ترى المفعل الخصين دون خلعهما أعدل عندك من غسلي من غسل قدميك O Shu'aib, never will you be benefited by what you are writing until you believe and know that to wipe over your khuf, over your socks and your shoes and your foot covering is better than to take off the foot covering and make wudu over them. Because you will get twice the reward, one for wiping and one for following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يا شعيب لا ينفعك ما كتبت حتى يكون إخفاء بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم في الصلاة أفضل عندك من أن تجهر بها. O شعيب, you will not be benefited by what you are writing and listening to until you believe that saying بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم in a low voice in salah is better than to say it out loud as is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the hadith in regards to this can be found in Fath al-Bari in Sahih al-Bukhari and others يا شعيب ابن حرب أو شعيب لا ينفعك الذي كتبت حتى تؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره أو شعيب never will you see any benefit in what you have written until you believe in predestination and preordainment, whether it is good or whether it is bad. حُلْوِهِ وَمُرِّهِ That which you like of it and that which you do not like. كُلٌّ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ All of it is coming to you, is sent from Allah Azza wa Jal. يَا شُعَيْبِ وَاللَّهِ مَا قَالَتِ الْقَدَرِيَّةُ مَا قَالَ اللَّهِ O Shu'aib, the Qadariyya, those who deny that there is predestination, do not say what Allah has told us in the Qur'an. وَلَا مَا قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةِ They do not say what the angels have said. وَلَا مَا قَالَتَ النَّبِيُّونَ Neither do they say what the prophets have instructed us. وَلَا مَا قَالَ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ And they do not say the words of the people that shall enter paradise. They do not even say وَلَا مَا قَالَ أَهْلُ النَّارِ They do not even reach the level of the words that the people of the fire themselves have said. وَلَا مَا قَالَ أَخُوهُمْ إِبْلِيسِ They do not even say the words of their brother, Iblis, the devil. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ May Allah curse him. Why does Al-Imam say this? He explains each one. Allah tells us in showing you that there is ordainment and predestination. قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَاهُ وأضله الله على علم وختم على سمعه وقلبه وجعل على بصره غشاوة فمن يهده من بعد الله أفلا تذكرون Have you seen him or have you seen the one who takes his own vain lusts and desires as his own personal ilah God and Allah knowing him as such left him astray allowed him to be led astray and sealed his hearing and his heart and put a cover on his sight so that he could not see the truth who then will guide him after Allah this is decided by Allah will you then not remember will you not then remember will we not comprehend this fact Allah also said وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَن يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ you cannot will something unless Allah wills it as is found in Surah Al-Insan verse number 30 so this is clear in the words of Allah also the angels do not say what the Qadariyya those who deny preordainment say the angels say سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ glory be to you O Allah you have taught us that which we did not know surely you are the one who is all knowledgeable and all wise وموسى the prophets do not say what the Qadariyya those who deny preordainment say Musa one of the prophets says إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكْ it is only your tests and trials O Allah تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ you choose whom you wish to misguide وَتَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ and you allow those whom you wish to be guided Surah Al-A'raf verse 155 Nuh Noah, the Prophet ﷺ says, وَلَا يَمْتَعُكُمْ نُصْحِي إِنْ أَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَنْصَحَ لَكُمْ You would not be benefited by my admonition and my advice to you if I wish to give you advice. إِنْ كَانَ اللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يُغْوِيَكُمْ If Allah wills that you do not become guided. No matter what I say or what I do, if Allah has not willed for you to be guided, it would be of no benefit. هُوَ رَبُّكُمْ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ He is your Lord and to Him you will return. شعيب وما يكون لنا أن نعود فيها إلا أن يشاء الله ربنا وسع ربنا كل شيء علما and we do not have the ability to return to our own land except unless Allah wills it for us وسع ربنا كل شيء علما Allah is more encompassing of everything in knowledge and the people of paradise even the people of paradise say الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي له لولا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله Glory be and praise be to Allah who has given us guidance to see the truth and we would never have been guided to it unless Allah guided us to the truth. Even the ones who do not believe shall say it and recognize that Allah is the one who decides. وَقَالَ أَهْلُ النَّارِ غَلَبَتْ عَلَيْنَا شِقْوَتُنَا وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ They shall say as is found in Surah Al-Mu'minun verse 106 O Allah, our arrogance and our evilness overcame us. That you allowed us to have وَكُنَّا قَوْمًا ضَالِينَ And surely we were a group of people and a people who were in misguidance. Even the shaytan, the devil, said, وَقَالَ أَخُوهُمْ إِبْلِيسِ لعنه الله يقول الله ربي ربي بما أغويتني.
Allah said, Iblis will say, Oh Allah, as Iblis said at the creation of Adam when he would not prostrate, Oh Allah, because you allowed me to be misled. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who chose. Ya Shu'aib, la yanfa'ak ma katabta hatta tara. Oh Shu'aib, you must believe these things or else what you've written is of no benefit. As-salah khalfa kulli barrin wa fajr. Prayer, to be led in prayer, whether by a righteous person or a deviant. Wal-jihadu madin ila qiyam ila yawm al-qiyamah. Jihad and struggling in the path of Allah is until the day of judgment. وَالصَّبْرُ تَحْتَ لِوَاءِ السُّلْطَانِ جَارٌ أَمْ عَادِلٌ. And to be patient under oppressive ruler, whether he's oppressive or just. قَالَ شُعَيْبَ قُلْتُ لِسُفْيَانِ يَا أَبَا عَبْدِ اللَّهِ الصَّلَاةُ كُلَّهَا. Every prayer I must pray, even if I'm being led by a deviant. فَقَالَ لَا. He told him no, وَلَكِنْ صَلَاةَ الْجُمُعَةِ وَالْعِيدَيْنِ. If you know that the person who is going to lead the prayer is deviant, only pray what you must pray, صلاة الجمعة and the two prayers of Eid. Otherwise, find yourself a different place to be led in salah. صَلِّ خَلْفَ كُلْ خَلْفَ مَنْ أَدْرَكْتِ. When you come to the prayer, pray behind whoever you find leading the prayer. وَأَمَّا سَائِرْ ذلك فأنت مخير. As for the rest of the prayers, you have the choice to choose whom you will pray behind. لا تصلي إلا خلف من تثق به. Do not pray except behind the ones that you have trust in. وتعلم أنه من أهل السنة والجماعة. And know with knowledge that they must be from the people of Sunnah and the people of Jama'ah. أهل السنة والجماعة. يا شعيب إذا وقفت بين يدي الله عز وجل فسألك عن هذا الحديث فقل يا رب حدثني بهذا الحديث سفيان بن سعيد الثوري. When you meet Allah and He asks you who narrated this to you, tell Him it was narrated to me by Sufyan ibn al-Thawri رضي الله عنه وارضاه. We conclude today inshaAllah, and when we continue the next time we meet, we will discuss with you al-Malaika in two different lectures inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.